and the first verse. Glory to God. I had studied earlier on Mary in the book of Matthew, but while I was up here, something happened. A change of direction. Another wind blew. So, it says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, and Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I have Egypt for my ransom, Ethiopia and Saba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. And I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him." Come on and give God some praise for the reading of his word. It's amazing how God opens up things for you that you already think you know. You think you done got an understanding of something, and then all of a sudden it just jumps out and smacks you in the face, and you have to reevaluate what you thought you understood and what you thought you saw and what you thought you heard to what God is trying to show you. As we read these scriptures, we understand that he says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel." The word created means fashion or to be made different. He said, "I have made thee different and I have fashioned thee. And O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, for I formed thee." I took on, what he means is that you took on a different characteristic, a different nature. I formed thee. Anytime God transforms you, you take on a different nature. Anytime God renews you, you take on a different character. At least that's supposed to, what that is supposed to happen. Your course of life is supposed to go in a totally different direction than that which it is already going in, because God is trying to direct you. What I noticed was when it says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee." Oh, my God, "I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine." God said, "I have redeemed thee from the charge by payment. By payment have I redeemed thee." What I realized about that is that when Isaiah is usually prophetic, the book of Isaiah is prophetic, it usually points towards the future. And God was speaking to the man of God, and he was saying, "I have redeemed thee. I've paid a price for you." Meaning that God had already made up in his mind back over in Genesis when he said, "And he shall bruise your heel and your heel shall bruise his heel." He had already established the fact that he was going to bring forth a seed that was going to have to die for the sins of mankind. God had already established that. And when God made the statement, "But you know, you shall understand this, that I, the Lord, have redeemed thee and have called thee. I have redeemed thee. I have already paid the price for you." Meaning I have already established a covenant with you. And see, this began to teach me something. I began to get a clearer understanding, and I began to, the picture stopped being tunnel vision, and it became a big picture. It became huge. Now I can see the whole thing, the whole matter, the whole conversation. I can see what God is trying to say, that, hey, my son's already died. He just hasn't died in the flesh for you yet. I've already spoken this into existence. I'm letting you know that I've already redeemed you. You've been redeemed already. You've already been bought with a price. You already are not your own. That's why I have called thee by thy name. God said, announced. God has called you and announced. See, that's one thing about walking with God and keeping the word of God in your spirit, because God will announce you. He'll announce you to your enemies. He will announce you to your situations. He will announce you to your problems. Pastor Hart preached a message. It was called How Big Is Your God? Where he used to preach about how is your situation bigger than your God? Or is your trial bigger than your God? Well, God doesn't allow these circumstances to be bigger because he goes before you and he announces who you are. God tells your problem that this one is mine. Now, the problem is, it seems to be a problem, is that now you've got to figure out a way through the Word of God how to stand while God works the problem out. That's the hard part, standing while he works the problem out. But, you know, there are times when I'm going through Sister Gwen and I can just be sitting. Sometimes I'll be sitting down on this altar during the week sometime. I'll just be sitting out here or just be thinking about things and praying in the auditorium. And I can hear God call my name. I can hear him announce my name. And I'll be saying, what is it, Lord? What are you trying to tell me? He said, I'm not trying to tell you anything. What I'm doing is announcing your name to those things which you are allowing to bind you in your spirit. The reason I'm announcing your name, because I want these situations and these circumstances to understand that it's me. And that I can't be stopped. You can be stopped, but I can't. So the reason I go before you and announce your name, that's like you want to become famous? Let the president get on TV and say something about you. Whether good or bad, you're going to be famous. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. Whether he says something good about you, you're going to be famous with this group of people. If he says something bad about you, you're going to be famous with this group of people. But you're going to be famous. Everywhere you go, everybody's going to recognize you for one thing or another. But the good thing about the Lord, when he announces your name, so God said, I will announce thy name. For thou art mine. You are mine. You are mine. I'm leading up to something. You are mine. See, if I'm God, then everything that come up out of me belong to God. How many hear me? My seed belong to God. That which come up out of me, or my life force, belongs to God. So if God called me, he called them. Ah. Oh, my God. What's so good about that? When God calls your name, you're ready to go. Now, I didn't say you weren't going to have to, it wasn't going to be no tribulation, it wasn't going to be no trial, it wasn't going to be stuff you had to deal with. But what it did say was that he would announce you. He announced Job. He told Satan about Job. Have you considered my servant Job? That's an announcement. And see, but the thing about it is, Brother Tim, in announcing Job's name, he had to do what? Even though Job lost everything, because he had announced Job's name, he had to prove that he was still Job's benefactor. When God announces your name, he becomes your benefactor. I holler, call me, Lord. Call out my name. Call it out in the east, the north, the south, and the west, and the heavens, and the earth, and the hill. I don't care where you call it out, but call it out. Because then you become the benefactor of my life. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. So see, when you go through the rivers, or when you pass through the waters cannot do what? They cannot destroy thee. Talking about deliverance. The waters cannot destroy thee. When you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Waters represent circumstance, a situation in your life. Rivers represent things that try to overwhelm you. When you pass through the rivers of life, or you pass through the things of life, they shall not be able to overwhelm you, because I have called out your name. What that means is, that's when you come to a point when you have to call on the name of God. Don't wait till you already in the mud to call for help. God is saying, I don't announce your name, so all you got to do is perceive. If you, you know what, there ain't never been a problem I got myself into, Sister Ron. I didn't see it coming. Now, whether I stopped myself from getting in, Sister Gilmer, that was on me. But I saw it. You ever been driving down the street and something said, don't go that way? Now, you knew not to go that way, but you went anyway. Or you went down 75 one day and you knew that it was construction and you got in a hurry and you went down the next day and you said, I knew I shouldn't have came this way. That's what I like about God. So God said, I will keep you and you will not be overwhelmed. Maybe that's a horrible feeling to feel, to be overwhelmed. It feels like your air is being sucked right out of you. Feels like the life is just flowing right down out of your feet, down into the earth. Your brain can't think and you can't operate and you can't, it's just like life has just come to a standstill when you are feeling overwhelmed about the things that you're going through in life. But God says right here, because I have announced your name, I will not allow these things to overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. You know, that's why the word of God says, think it not strange the fiery trials that you're going through. He said, think it not strange. What that means is, if you don't think it's strange, then you won't complain. Don't think it's strange. Don't think this is uncommon. Don't think this couldn't happen to you. And it can. But God said, I will not allow you to be burned. What you have to do is, what I have to do is, we have to allow our mindset and our spirit to align what God has already said. If God said, I will not allow you to be burned, then by God, I won't be burned. I get burned if I allow myself to burn. Scenario. You know that fire burns. You know not to play with fire. Somebody plays. Some folks play with it anyway. Folks know the snakes bite, but they get them anyway. I ain't gonna go there with that one. That snake can always lead you somewhere else. So, God said, I will not allow you to burn. Now, he did not say that you would not smell like a little smoke, but he says you won't burn. Trials and circumstances and tribulations and persecutions, they leave an effect in your life. But you can use the effect to be a blessing or a testimony to someone else about how you made it through. Baby, I was going through hell, but I made it. I had trouble all around me, but I'm still here. There was trouble above me and below me, but I'm still here. I was persecuted on both sides, but I'm still here. I was afflicted and in pain, but I'm still here. Because you have that testimony, because you made it. It's too many church folks walking around with no testimony. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I like the way he says, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, because that means it won't mount up. When you come to the mindset that it can only go as far as it's done went already, you have to make up your mind, hey, this is it. That's it. I will not allow myself to be beat up, knocked down, tore apart by this thing anymore. You have to make up in your mind that that's what you're going to do. And then once you make up in your mind, then you have to stand on the word of God. You have to speak the promises of God to yourself. You have to remind yourself what God has promised you. You have to remind yourself what God has done through you. You have to remind yourself what God has done in you. And you have to remind yourself what he has done around you. You have to remind yourself. Because a lot of times folks not going to come up and run. I remember the time that God saved you from this. I remember the time that God delivered you this. No, they're going to tell you, I remember when you was that. Anytime I visit my old neighborhood, all I hear is, I remember when you used to do this. I say, man, that's 30 years ago. You must have been holding on to that memory a whole lot of years. It's almost like folks have been appointed to you to discourage you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But see, God has done all this. He has kept us. He has not allowed us to be burned. He has not allowed the rivers to overflow us. He has not allowed all these things to take place. And he has called us by our name. And he has announced us throughout the whole earth, throughout the heavens and throughout the ground earth, that we might, not just us, that our seed might know, that the enemy might know, that that which came out of us is also called. So even though we're hurt sometimes by our children not being where they need to be, we can understand that God has also called them. If he called you, if he announced your name, he announced their name, because their seed is yours. If I could get you to see this and perceive this, we would stop losing sleep over what our wonderful children are doing. Verse 5. We're going to be out of here in another 10 minutes. We're going to do history tonight. Fear not, for I am with thee. God said, don't you have any anxiety in your interior. Anxiety will drive you crazy. Ask me how I know. Anxiety will not allow your mind to focus on one thing. Anxiety will push so many things through your mind at the same time, you will think the dam has broke. It will steal your sleep. It'll steal your joy. It'll steal your peace. And if you don't get control of it, it'll mess around and steal your longevity. Anxiety is a killer. God said, fear not. Fear not, for I have called thee by your name. I have already called thee. I have already preordained that you become who you are in me. So therefore, because I have already called you and positioned you and set you in the order, the enemy wants to steal everything that comes out of you that is close to you. Baby, you can lose a husband. You can lose a wife. You can lose a girlfriend. You can lose a boyfriend. But lose a child. Not only to death, but to this world. My mother used to get so mad with us, she said, you know what? I'm going to pray God save y'all and then kill y'all. I said, Mama, you can't say that. She said, yes, I can. I just said it. She said, you don't tell me what I don't say. I said, I'm going to pray he save y'all, then kill y'all. My mama was a joke. She was too funny. But she meant that thing too. She was hoping that God saved us that instant and then killed us walking out the door. She had made up in her mind. She was sure that was the only way we weren't going to miss God. But fear not, God says, don't have anxiety. I am with thee. I'm in thee. I'm here for you. I'm in thee working for you. And then he said, I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Never thought about this before. Do you know that your seed, Paulette, do you know that, where Darius go? Oh, he in the radio room. Do you know that that's your posterity? That is your posterity. Right there, that's your posterity. What is that? That's your issues of life. It's you. It's who you are. It's what you've become. It's the God in you. Because God called you by your name. So if God called you by your name, he got to call his name too. Because he is your posterity. He is your issue of life. He is your peace. He's called your son by his name, Diane. Because he's your posterity. He's your life. We don't have to worry about them anymore. Because God's got them. We don't have to worry about them anymore. Because God's got them. He's called them. Anytime he calls, when God called your father's name, Brother Tim, and announced your name, he announced yours. Sister Metcalf, when God called your name and announced thee, your posterity, your children, God called their names. Hallelujah. God said, thy seed, posterity in thy plant, thy life, from east and gather thee from the west. God said, there ain't no place they can hide, no place they can go that thou will, they can't hear my voice. Don't you think for 1 minute that our children don't hear the voice of God. They just don't know what they're hearing. They just don't know. But because of you, because they are your posterity, they are the plant that comes forth out of you. God's calling them. And he said, I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. God said he going to make them give him up. He going to make them give him up. So whatever hold it thinks it's got on ours, he really don't have a hold on them. Because God is calling out their names. I'm thrilled about that because God is calling their names. And they can't hide from the voice of God. Amen. Everybody stand.